When you're in a band with John Lennon and Paul McCartney, it's got to be a little tough to convince them you should get to write songs too. But some of the Beatles' most memorable tracks were actually penned by the Quiet One.
Something in the way she moves. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Those are all George Harrison tunes. Harrison died of cancer nearly 15 years ago, and since then his son Danny has kept his father's spirit alive in many ways. In 2014, Danny helped organize a charity tribute concert, just like his dad used to do. It featured an eclectic mix of heavy hitters, including Norah Jones, The Flaming Lips, Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys. Here's one by Cold War Kids. The concert has just been released on CD, DVD, Blu-ray, and yes, on vinyl too. It's called George Fest, a night to celebrate the music of George Harrison. Back in 2002, Danny Harrison mounted his first tribute to his dad, the Concert for George in London, featuring Paul, Ringo, Eric Clapton, Jeff Lynne, Tom Petty, and many others. This concert, George Fest, also features many stars, but it's different. These are his peers, and Danny says they had more freedom to rework those classic tunes.
We never really got to do a tribute concert in America, per se, and we wanted to do a small club show, something where we could, you know, really get inside the songs and not have to be so rigid with the sticking to the plan of how the original recordings were done. It's sort of the anti-concert for George. It's a lot of deep tracks and a lot of young artists who've, you know, got really great different takes on the songs themselves.
Do the different interpretations of your dad's music ever help you find any new insights into his work? I mean, was there ever a moment when a song sort of revealed itself as something different than what you'd considered?
You know, I was specifically liked Black Rebel Motorcycle Club's version of The Art of Dying. I didn't realize that was like grunge, you know, until I saw BRMC play it. And I was like, oh, this is like a shoegazy grunge song. They like unlocked that song for me. The thing that was really great was having female vocalists.
Yeah, I like those. I really like Norah Jones' take on Something. Let's hear a little of Norah Jones's Something. And there's some deep tracks on this. You reserved a few for yourself. You did Let It Down and Savoy Truffle, A Ginger Sling with a Pineapple Heart. What do you love about that song?
Apparently, it was all about a box of chocolates. Good News was the box of chocolates. So, you know, coffee dessert, yes, you know it's good news.
Coffee dessert, yes, you know it's good news. But you'll have to have them all.
So it's basically just my dad rattling off the names in there.
Cool cherry cream, nice apple tart.
Someone actually made us Savoy truffles in a really nice box, which I've got sitting on my desk at my office.
Nice. Danny, I imagine as the child of a famous musician who's also his own musician, your relationship to your dad's music could be complicated, but you seem to have embraced his musical legacy. What has that journey to his music been like for you?
I mean, I guess I got lucky because I got George Harrison. You know, it's good music. I, I'm I'm honored to be a part of his legacy. And also, we made so much music together and spent so much time in the studio in my house in Friar Park in Henley, where I grew up. The studio was directly below my bedroom, so my floor is rattled, you know, my whole life. So I would always go downstairs and just see what was going on. I remember the Traveling Wilburys there. And so I'm very comfortable in the studio, and I kind of grew up learning how to produce and play. And, you know, for me, it was facilitated very much by my dad, and we were best friends. So spending a lot of time in the studio with him was very natural. And we were finishing a record together. And after he passed away, I got to work with Jeff Lynne, and I ended up finishing it with Jeff and kind of taking the role of my dad on, because there was no artist there to, you know, answer questions. And that kind of left me in Los Angeles and left me in a studio thinking, well, that was the most fun thing that I could be doing, I think. So it kind of just carried on from there, and making my own records and composing for film and TV. It just seemed like a logical step for me.
How great to grow up in an ecosystem where, you know, music is just naturally part of your everyday life. You come down for tea and maybe Jeff Lynne or Eric Clapton's, you know, in the kitchen or something.
I'm very, very blessed, yeah, very blessed. And also offered you a different perspective on life, I think, you know, to have these people around the house. It made going to school easier, you know, because you kind of wouldn't take yourself so seriously, and you'd come home and Bob Dylan would be there or something, you know.
I don't think I'd get any homework done. Wow.
It was quite hard to get yourself to then go and do homework.
The media image of your dad is of the, you know, the spiritual, quiet Beatle who loved gardening, but we know it's more nuanced and complicated than that. He also loved, you know, Monty Python and absurdity, and helped fund Life of Brian. How do you keep his spirit alive for yourself while having to, I don't know, in effect share his legacy with the rest of the world?
That is an interesting thing, actually, because, you know, there's times where you feel like that person's getting, like, taken away from you by, you know, maybe you see them on an Apple billboard or something, and you think, oh, that's like, he belongs to everyone. But, you know, you just got to be quiet and go in the garden and meditate, and then you remember lots of other stuff, and you have your own experience that's personal and deeper, you know. Yeah, but, you know, there is a time when sometimes when we do releases and when we do, you know, when we released the Martin Scorsese documentary, there was a lot of press around that, and just a lot of clips of bits that people have edited together in their own sort of way, you know, to make a little George Harrison compilation. And that kind of weighs on your heart a little bit sometimes. I think that makes you feel a little bit disconnected, or you just feel like everyone else. And it's hard. It's a hard thing to understand unless you've had a parent who's passed away and who has been in the public eye. Sometimes you don't want to share them, you know.
That's Danny Harrison. The new tribute album to his dad's work is just out. It's George Fest, a night to celebrate the music of George Harrison. Danny, it was a pleasure.
It's a pleasure talking to you.